The Biography of the Author, Ibn Kathir. By the honored Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Arnaut, may Allah protect him. He's the respected Imam Abu al-Fida, Imad al-Din Ismail bin Umar bin Kathir al-Qurayshi al-Basrawi. Basrainian in origin, Dimashqi in training, learning and residence. Ibn Kathir was born in the city of Busra in 701 Hijri. His father was a Friday speaker of the village, but he died while Ibn Kathir was only 4 years old. Ibn Kathir's brother, Sheikh Abdul Wahhab, reared him and taught him until he moved to Damascus in 706 Hijri. He was 5 years old. Ibn Kathir's teachers. Ibn Kathir studied fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence, with Burhan al-Din Ibrahim bin Abdul Rahman al-Fizari, known as Ibn al-Firqa, who died in 729 Hijri. Ibn Kathir heard hadith from Isa bin al-Muthim, Ahmad bin Abi Talib, Ibn al-Sham, who died in 730 Hijri, Ibn al-Hajjar, who died in 730 Hijri, and the hadith narrator of al-Sham, modern-day Syria and surrounding areas, Bahad-Din al-Qasim bin Muzaffar bin Askir, who died in 723 Hijri, and Ibn al-Shirazi, Ishaq bin Yahya al-Ammudi, also known as Afif al-Din, the Zahiriya Sheikh, who died in 725 Hijri, and Muhammad bin Zarrad. He remained with Jamal al-Din, Yusuf bin al-Zaki, al-Mizzi, who died in 724 Hijri. He benefited from his knowledge and also married his daughter. He also read with Sheikh al-Islam, Taqi al-Din Ahmad bin Abdul Halim bin Abdus Salam bin Taymiyyah, who died in 728 Hijri. He also read with the Imam Hafiz and historian Shams al-Din. Muhammad bin Ahmad bin Uthman bin Qaymaz al-Dhahabi, who died in 748 Hijri, also Abu Musa al-Qurafi, Abu al-Fath al-Dabusi, and Ali bin Umar al-Suwani, and others who gave him permission to transmit the knowledge he learned with them in Egypt. In his book, Al-Mu'jam, Al-Mukhtas Al-Hafiz Al-Dhahabi wrote that Ibn Kathir was the Imam, scholar of jurisprudence, skillful scholar of hadith, renowned faqih, and scholar of tafsir who wrote several beneficial books. Further in Ad-Durar Al-Kamina, Al-Hafiz bin Hajar Al-Asqalani said, Ibn Kathir worked on the subject of the hadith in the areas of texts and chains of narrators. He had a good memory, his books became popular during his lifetime, and people benefited from them after his death. Also, the renowned historian Abu al-Mahasin, Jamal al-Din, Yusuf bin Saif al-Din, Ibn Taghribardi, said in his book, Al-Manhal al-Safi, he's the Shaykh, the Imam, the great scholar. Imam al-Din Abu al-Fida, he learned extensively and was very active in collecting knowledge and writing. He was excellent in the areas of fiqh, tafsir, and hadith. He collected knowledge, authored books, taught, narrated hadith, and wrote. He had immense knowledge in the fields of hadith, tafsir, fiqh, the Arabic language, and so forth. He gave fatwas, that is religious verdicts, and taught until he died. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him mercy. He was known for his precision and vast knowledge, and as a scholar of history, hadith, and tafsir. Ibn Kathir's students. Ibn Haji was one of Ibn Kathir's students, and he described Ibn Kathir. He had the best memory of the hadith texts. He also had the most knowledge concerning the narrators and authenticity. His contemporaries and teachers admitted to these qualities. Every time I met him, I gained some benefit from him. Also, Ibn al-Imad al-Hanbali said in his book, Shadarat al-Dhahab, he's a renowned Hafiz, Imad al-Din, whose memory was excellent, whose faqhful was minuscule, whose understanding was adequate, and who had good knowledge in the Arabic language. Also, Ibn Habib said about Ibn Kathir, he heard knowledge and collected it, and wrote various books. He brought comfort to the ears with his fatwas and narrated hadith, and brought benefit to other people. The papers that contained his fatwas were transmitted to the various Islamic provinces. Further, He was known for his precision and encompassing knowledge. Ibn Kathir's books. One of the greatest books that Ibn Kathir wrote was his Tafsir of the Noble Quran, which is one of the best tafsirs that rely on narrations of hadith, the tafsir of the companions, etc. The tafsir by Ibn Kathir was printed many times and several scholars have summarized it. The next is the history collection known as Al-Bidayah, which was printed in 14 volumes under the name Al-Bidayah wa Nihayah, and contained the stories of the prophets and previous nations. The prophet's seerah, that is a life story, and Islamic history until his time. He also added a book Al-Fitan, about the signs of the last hour. The next is Al-Thakmil fi Ma'arifat Al-Thiqat wa Al-Du'afa wal-Majahil, which Ibn Kathir collected from the books of his two sheikhs, Al-Mizzi and Al-Dhahabi, Al-Kamil and Mizan Al-I'tidal. He added several benefits regarding the subject of Al-Jarh and Al-Ta'dil. The next book is Al-Hadi wa Sunan fi Ahadith Al-Masanid wa Sunan, which is also known by Jami' Al-Masanid. In this book, Ibn Kathir collected the narrations of Imams Ahmad bin Hanbal Al-Bazzar, Abu Ya'la Al-Mawsili, Ibn Abi Shayba, and from the six collections of Hadith. The two Sahih, that is Al-Bukhari and Muslim, and the four Sunan, Abu Dawood, Al-Tirmidhi, Al-Nasa'i, and Ibn Majah. Ibn Kathir divided this book according to areas of fiqh. The fifth book on this list is Tabaqat al-Shafi'ah, which also contains the virtues of Imam al-Shafi'ah. The next, Ibn Kathir wrote references for the hadith of Adillat al-Tanbih from the Shafi'ah school of fiqh. Ibn Kathir began an explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari, but he did not finish it. He started writing a large volume on the ahkam, that is laws, but finished only up to the Hajj rituals. He summarized Al-Bayhaqi's Al-Madqal. Many of these books were not printed. He summarized Ulum Al-Hadith by Abu Amr bin As-Salah and called it Mukhtasar Ulum Al-Hadith. Sheikh Ahmad Shakir, the Egyptian Muhaddith, printed this book along with his commentary on it and called it Al-Ba'th Al-Hadith fi Shahr Mukhtasar Ulum Al-Hadith. The next is As-Sirah An-Nabawiyyah, which is contained in his book Al-Bidayah, and both of these books are in print. And the last and the very notable mention is his research on jihad called Al-Ijtihad fi Talabi Al-Jihad, which was printed several times. The next topic is Ibn Kathir's death. Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar Al-Asqalani said, Ibn Kathir lost his sight just before his life ended. He died in Damascus in 774 Hijri. May Allah grant mercy upon Ibn Kathir and make him among the residents of his paradise.